Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Christiana. Welcome to my show. Looks like we got a lot of callers today. So, today I'm just going to jump right in it. First caller, 856 area code.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. How can I help you?
I had a phone interview yesterday for a permanent position, and I wonder if you can see me getting that job and moving forward.
Okay, I'm going to ask my pendulum. Will Laura get this job? Will Laura get this job, yes or no? Says no, not this one. Let me ask it. Will she get a job within the next few months? It says no, again. So it might take longer than expected, but I would hang in there and just try to stay positive.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Next caller, 4148, or let's see. 414 area code.
Hi.
Hi. Who's calling?
Thanks for taking my call. Felicia.
How can I help you?
Hi. I went to look at a house today, and it was really nice. I was trying to see would we be, my husband and I would be able to, would we be, if we put the application in, would they accept our application for a rental property?
For a rental property?
Yeah, okay. It's a rental property. We're trying to rent a place. We're
Will
looking
they
for
get
a house.
The rental property, yes or no? Okay, I'm saying no. I know people can get a little discouraged by this, but don't get discouraged. Just keep looking, and I think you'll find something. Let me ask you one more question. Find a home here at the time of year? Yes or no? So you will find a place this year. So just hang in there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks. Next caller is 267 area code. Hey, this is
Hello.
Christiana. How can I help you? Hi.
Hi. Yeah, my name is Donna. I just wanted to know, do you see anything good happening soon? Anything positive?
Is there a specific kind of thing you're looking for?
Love life, I guess.
Love life. And your name's Donna?
Yes.
Okay. Will Donna meet someone new this month? Okay, it says yes, but you will. Will this person be a romantic interest, yes or no? saying this month you will, and it's going to be someone that, yep, that's what the pendulum told me, and that it will be a romantic interest.
Okay, do I know them? Is
does, okay, I can ask that. Does she know this person? Yes or no? No, you don't know them. Not yet.
Okay.
So,
all right. I don't want to take too much of your time. But
no,
you have
it's
a name.
Okay. Do I have a name? I don't really get names, unfortunately.
Okay.
I don't really get names. But there will be somebody. So keep your eyes peeled.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Next caller is 860 area code.
Hi.
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Hi, Christiana. I was wondering, do you see this relationship with this J person in my life expanding into a romantic relationship?
What is your name?
Jay. And my name is Amla.
What?
My name is Amla, and I'm wondering if Jay is going to be a romantic partner expanding into that.
Okay. Will Jay become a romantic partner?
Yes, exactly.
Saying yes. So
yes.
Yep, it's saying yes.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions for the pendulum?
Yeah, well, do you see it happening in, like, soon, or is it, like, slow, easy and slow, or is it just, is it gradual, I guess, or is it coming up soon?
I ask if it'll happen this
okay,
year.
Okay, sorry.
Will it happen this year?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
The pendulum is telling me that, yes, it will happen this year, that'll be a romantic relationship.
Okay.
And the pendulum is saying yes, that it will this year.
Okay. This year. Okay. All right. Well, I'm excited for that. I really am really connected with him. I think he is too.
Yeah, it sounds like a good relationship. So it's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on hold to listen.
Sure.
And I have to get to the next caller.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, I will take the next caller in just a second. Folks, I always like to say, don't get offended if I have to abruptly let you go. It's nothing personal. I'm just trying to get to all the callers that I can, and I can't help it if and I'm not talking about anyone specific right now, but I can't help it if people talk over their time limit when I say, I have to go, I have to go. So you can, if you're looking for a psychic reading that's in-depth, Reiki, spell casting, hypnosis, and life coaching sessions, I offer that all. And you can go to my website. It's PromisedLifeCoaching.com. Go to the contact page, and there's also an about page and a blog page where I post my blogs. But you can go to the contact page, contact me, ask me, tell me what kind of session you're interested in, and I'll get back to you, and we can schedule a time to meet via Skype. You do need a webcam and Skype, because I like to see people face-to-face to interact with them. So, again, that is PromisedLifeCoaching.com. You can find me on Facebook. I am also on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn, Tumblr, Instagram under Christiana Leducer. That's my name. I also go by Lady Goldie. Let's see, where else can you find me?
I'm also on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel under Promised Life Coaching. I'm on Google Plus. I am just trying to get the word out there. And check it out. So let's see. The next caller,
805 area code.
Hi, this is Christiana. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi. Oh, hi, Christiana. This is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah, two little questions. One, I wanted to know if I was going to meet my companion, friend. You know, I'd like to be in a relationship, if that's going to happen for me. I'd like to get married one day.
Is your name Donna?
Yes.
Will Donna meet her romantic partner this year? Yes or no?
I will.
1 second. It's saying no, not this year. How about in, will she meet him in 2018? Yes or no? Okay. Will she meet him in...
Oh, my God.
2019? Will she meet him in 2019? Yes or no? No.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just make money and go traveling. I wanted to know quick if,
I wouldn't take that the wrong way. I mean, sometimes it can take, you know, to take a few years before we meet the person that we're going to spend our lives with, you know?
Yeah.
It can take a while.
Also, my friend is going to connect me with her friend's father who lives here for me to help take care of him. Is that going to happen? I do home health care.
Will she take care of her friend's father? Yes or no? It's saying yes, you will take care of him.
Oh, good. Well, do you do that with? Do you have a pendulum that you do this with?
Yep, I have a pendulum. It's an amethyst. Pendulum.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
and
those are wonderful.
I find that it's good because it gives me really specific answers, you know, the yes and no answers. But sometimes I find that some people find it a little abrupt and discouraging that it says no. But, you know, I mean, I don't know how to explain it. I guess it things don't go exactly as you plan, but I think that they work out for the best eventually.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good. Okay.
Thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen if you want.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you. All right, next caller, 604 area code.
My name's Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How can I help you?
I was wondering, I didn't hear you in the beginning. I must have tuned in late because I wanted to know what exactly and, you know, about spell casting. But I also wanted to know, I misplaced a gold nugget earring and I found one. And I was just wondering, is the other gold nugget, I've tried to listen to my vacuum cleaners, and is my other gold nugget earring still in the house, or?
Okay, I'm going to ask the pendulum. Is her other gold nugget earring in the house, yes or no? It's saying yes, it is. It's still in your house.
It's what?
It is in your house, though.
Would you know bedroom, living room? Is it stuck in a crack? Or because I have looked everywhere.
I can ask it if it's in your bedroom or the living room. How about I do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was in one bedroom, and I.
Is her earring in her bedroom, in one of her bedrooms? No. Okay, is her earring in her living room? It's in your living room.
Really? Yeah, because I think I got stuck on somebody's pants. I put them beside the bed, and one of them got stuck on somebody's pants and went into under the room on their pants, on the pant leg.
Oh,
like that's what I think.
I'm not sure. But I would suggest looking through your living room, like underneath stuff and in the cracks and corners and in your sofa and.
Okay,
just
so you don't think it's in the vacuum? It didn't go up the vacuum then.
Is it in her vacuum? It's not in your vacuum.
Okay, thank you. And I also want to ask you, pardon?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
When you do spell casting, I've never heard of this before. I didn't hear you talk about this, so how do we find out about that?
Well, I can explain it a little bit, but you can also check out my website, and there's just a little paragraph that explains it. It's promiselifecoaching.com on the about page. But spell casting, I don't do curses or anything negative. It's all done in love and light. So, like, There's so many spells that can be casted. I mean, I couldn't even begin to list them, but a lot of people like love spells to attract the right partner, to get a good job, just to bring in more positivity into their lives, stuff like that, just people wanting good things in their lives. And I work with herbs and roots, like ginger and different roots and herbs and plants and some oils, but mainly the herbs and plants, spices, and even you can even incorporate foods like coconut and all to create a spell. But that just harnesses the energy in our physical reality. But you know, you can really cast spells with just your mind. That's all you really need is your mind.
Yeah.
And having like a clear, positive and specific intention. The more specific you are, the better. So,
Is it more powerful to have someone else do it for you also?
Some people might say it is, but you can actually do spells yourself, or you can have somebody do them for you. It's just a matter of preference. It can go either way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very interesting. Thank you very much.
Yeah. If you do need my assistance or you want to know more about it, you could get a hold of me if you wanted to. I'm also on Facebook. My name's Christiana Leducer, so if you want to connect with me on Facebook, we can go from there, too, and talk about things in private if you'd like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name's Christiana Leducer.
Yeah, I'm not on Facebook, but...
Right?
No. Huh? No, I'm not. But you have a website, right?
Yep. It's promiselifecoaching.com.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, next caller, 856 area code.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for calling
me, and how can I help you?
I'm Rose Maria, and I'm trying to see how fast I'm going to relocate with work and where, and if you can pick that up.
Okay, so how about I ask the pendulum if you will be relocating this year for work?
Right.
Will Maria be relocating this year for work? Yes or no? No, not this year. Nope, that's a big no. Not this year. Any other questions?
So there's no work, no nothing this year. I guess relationship.
Well, not necessarily. You might get a job, but that doesn't mean that you're going to relocate.
Okay.
So all it's telling us is that you're not going to relocate physically, but you could get a job. Will she get a job this year, a new job? Yes or no? Saying yes, you will get a job this year, but you're not going to relocate.
Cool. How about a relationship or something like that?
And it's Maria, right?
Rose Maria.
What's your name again?
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria, sorry. Is Rose Maria going to have a romantic relationship this year, yes or no? Saying yes, you will. You will meet somebody this year and have a romantic relationship.
Cool. Hopefully with marriage.
I do have to get to the next caller, but thank you
cool.
so much for calling in.
Thanks.
Okay, next caller is 216 area code.
Yes, hi, Christiana.
Hi,
hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call. I need some clarification. I'm this past September went to hear a musician who's a teacher at a college I go to. He's not my teacher, perform. Just wanted to hear him perform. I had said hi a few minutes prior to, but then I walked up, to him, and then my hand touched one of his hands, and something happened. And it was some type of, all I can say is some energetic attraction spark. I think we both think that I don't think it was a sexual attraction for me anyway, through prior readings, brief readings, listening to the various ones on Blog Talk, I've come to find out that we have a karmic past life history. Excuse me. And I need to find out to understand what it is for me. I mean, and that I don't know if I'm to tell him something or what. And then, a couple of months ago, I hear a voice, a female voice, that claimed it was his mother telling me to tell him that she is all right. And anyway, we had talked prior to, just at different times that never happened before, what happened last fall. And I've gone to, he's such an excellent musician. I like to hear him play, but he is married, and no, I'm not trying to you know, bust up his marriage. But I believe there's, and as I've been told, that there is some, within the past week, some past life karma. And but I don't know, I mean, how do you go say that, you know? And I saw him today. There were other people at an event that I wanted to hear, and he was, you know, there as well. I didn't say anything to him because he was uncomfortable with that, and I was a bit uncomfortable too. And I know that I'm intuitive.
All I need is a specific question to get a yes or no answer. So can you come up with a specific question?
Oh, shoot.
Lord.
What is this past life karma history that this teacher and I have? And, you know, and just how to resolve it in this time. And sorry, I didn't mean to.
Okay, well, I don't know if this makes sense to you, but the image I got in my mind, was that he was somebody that was in charge, like a boss or somebody that was in control, in charge, and kind of told you what to do. It's symbolic. I don't want to offend anybody by saying this, but you know, I saw him. What I saw was him cracking a whip. That's what I saw. But that could mean a lot of things. It obviously means that he's an authority, that he's in charge, that he's in control, and he's kind of making you do things that maybe you don't want to do. But that's the image that I got. So how do you feel about that when I tell you that? What do you think?
Well, I'm really confused. I mean, because I don't understand that. Now, what you said, I mean, because what I was told from last week, that it was, you know, harmonious. The brief, you know, that was a harmonious relation. So, I mean, obviously that's what came through to you.
The problem with getting a lot of readings on the same topic is that things can get kind of muddy. And every psychic is going to see things a little bit differently. They could be picking up on something. Maybe you guys had several past lives. And maybe they picked up on the good one. I picked up on one that wasn't so good. And that could just be symbolic or a metaphor, really.
Excuse me.
Pendulum. Has she had a past life with this man? Saying yes, you have had a past life with him. Has she had several past lives with this man? Has she had several past lives with this man, yes or no? No. So there has been at least one then, past life.
Okay.
I'm sorry that I couldn't really bring more clarity to the situation.
Yeah, because I'm drawn to him. I mean, he's an excellent musician. So yes, I like to hear mm-hmm. him play, but I don't want him to be uncomfortable. And of course, he's attracted to me as well. But I don't think he understands. And not to say that I totally understand this either.
Yeah.
Well, what can I do so that we can, if we happen to be in the same place, and how can I just speak truth?
You could tell him that you asked and you found out that you guys have past life together.
See, that's what I'm concerned about.
Ask him, what do you think about that? Do you believe in past lives?
Uh-huh.
He might be a little shocked, but see what he has to say.
Well, yeah, because I was just also, I know I seem to have years ago as a teen, I had that prophecy gift, and it's probably been dormant.
About his wife, you mean? Or about his mom? You said somebody that had passed away.
Yeah, his mother had passed away, and I hear this voice a couple of months ago saying that please tell him that I am fine, and he likes you and wants to be with you. And it's like, well, I don't know where that's coming from, because and I didn't want it to be my ego unconsciously or consciously. But then also,
well, it sounds like you're a medium.
Yeah.
That's what a medium does. A medium can get messages and communicate with the dead. So maybe if you get to know him a little better, you could tell him, if you two become friends, you could tell him about his mother. Sometimes you just got to come out and say stuff.
I'm sure
he'll be shocked, but, if you just stay calm and talk him through it, I'm sure he'll be okay.
Okay, well, that was a surprise of being, I might be a medium and the
mm-hmm.
other. Thank you. Can I also get some clarity on job-wise?
It's supposed to be a mini reading, so I do have to get to the next. Oops. Oh, I'm sorry. I just put you on hold by accident. I do have to get to the next caller, but I can put you on hold to listen to the show.
All right.
Thanks. Take care. Next caller. Hi, this is Christiana, who's calling?
Hi, this is Jane. How are you?
Jane? Hi, Jane. How can I help you?
I'm just wondering if you can, do you see me getting a new job anytime?
A new job?
The next month? Yeah.
Okay, will Jane get a new job within the next few months? Yes, you will get a new job.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It'll be a few months.
Do you have a time frame? Sorry?
2 months.
In 2 months' time?
About that, yep.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen.
Thank you. Okay.
Next caller, 678 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is
Hi.
Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. How can I help
you? How are you?
Do I need to ask a question? It's really hard to hear you. You're breaking in and out. Can you maybe?
Penny.
Okay. What is your question?
Or you just give me a general.
Yeah, it needs to be a specific question.
Okay. I'm going to ask about someone. What do you see around Alonzo?
Alonzo? For romantic relationship?
No, just a friend.
Okay, well, what do you want to know about Alonzo?
I just want to know, does he have an interest? Yes.
A romantic or friendship? Is Alonzo attracted to, or does Alonzo see her as a friend? Yes, he does see you as a friend.
Is it trustworthy?
Is he trustworthy, yes or no? Saying yes, he is trustworthy.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold of the list, and I have to get to the next caller. Thank you for calling. Caller, we only have 20 minutes left for the show, so I have 1, 2, 3 callers. Somebody just dropped. Two callers now. 770 area code.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Sandy. How are you?
Hi, Sandy. I'm good. How can I help you?
I just want to see what you see around my father.
Your father. What do you want to know specifically?
Well, is he scared of my brother?
Is your father scared of your brother?
Yes.
Is her father scared of her brother, yes or no? So, no, he's not.
Then does my dad not want to be? I mean, does my dad just want to give him all his money?
Does her dad want to give him all of his money? Yes or no?
What was that?
The answer to that is no, he doesn't.
Does he want me to take over his affairs?
I can only answer a few questions because this is a mini reading.
Yeah.
But I have to get to the next caller, so thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Next caller, 224 area code.
Hello.
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Hi, Christy. My name is Tia, and I'm just calling to see if I'm on the right track with the current relationship that I'm in.
Okay. Is she on the right track with the relationship she's in? Yes or no? Says no.
I'm not. Okay. Is this a relationship that I should get out of, or is there a new relationship on the horizon?
is this a relationship she should get out of, yes or no? And that's confusing. But they know. So what that's telling me is that you just need to work on setting some boundaries with this person.
Okay.
But you can continue the relationship, just set boundaries.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling. Okay, I think I got everyone. There are 17 minutes left to the show. I might cut the show a little short. I did do a 60-minute show today because I want to make sure that I had a little bit more time with everybody. Excuse me. Okay, so for those of you that maybe didn't hear or that just called in, you can find me online, Promised Life Coaching. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest. You know, I'm on most of the popular social media sites. I like to post a lot on Facebook. So you can find me, Christiana LaDucer, or the name of my business, Promised Life Coaching. And click like on the page for Promised Life Coaching. And there you'll see my blog talk shows. I offer free psychic readings that are a little bit more in due on air because these are just mini readings. And the first intake session is free. And sometimes, like I said, I offer the free psychic readings more in depth. We can even meet on Skype. So some people win, depending on who comments first. So keep your eyes peeled for that, and you could get a free psychic reading that's in depth. You can also check out my website, just a simple website. I showcase my blog on the first page, but I also have the about page and the contact page for you to get a hold of me, and I will get back to you within 24 hours. My website is PromisedLifeCoaching.com, www.PromisedLifeCoaching.com. You can check out, I offer the psychic reading, spell casting, Reiki, hypnosis, life coaching. Did I say psychic reading? Yeah. A lot of it is I share my personal experiences with you and try to relate and help you through that. In my blog, so I post that too. You can also find me on YouTube, Promised Life Coaching, and sometimes I go by Lady Goldie. That's just a nickname. So, okay, we have 14 minutes. I am trying to figure out what to do here for the last 14 minutes. You know what? I think I'm just going to cut the show short today since there really isn't anything else to discuss today. But, oh, there's one thing I wanted to mention. I am going to be starting up a class for anybody that's interested. It is an intuitive class. And the class is all centered around building your intuition abilities. So if you're interested in that, I suggest getting on Facebook to Christiana LaDucer. Send me a message and let me know if that's something you're interested in. Because the more people that comment, then the more likely I will to have the class. Just so I know that people are interested in and that would want to take the class. It's CHRYSTYANALADOUCER, Christiana LaDucer. And again, my business, Promised Life Coaching. All right, everybody, take care and have a blessed evening. Have a good weekend.